welcome to Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, Youth Unplugged is brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. My guest in the studio with me is the man himself. He goes by Bel Portway.
Sack of fit, man.
Why am I laughing? We just started the interview already. We haven't even said anything and I already started laughing. So Daniel, good afternoon and welcome to Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Somebody just messaged and said, Daniel is not youth. So,
well, I took out all the gray hairs.
He took out all the grays and he ensured that, you know, he's youth. Daniel, let's start off and tell me a little bit more about yourself. Who is Daniel Bel Portway?
Daniel Bel Portway. Well, Bel Portway, derived, I guess, from my past, my push to become a photography brand. Mm-hmm. But Daniel in itself is just a very creative, artsy person, very laid back, calm, mm-hmm. easygoing. Mm-hmm. I like a sense of mild adventure.
You see, that sounds so sophisticated, eh? A mild adventure.
You know, because what happens is the work already takes you to the adventure places. So, you know, so that's just me. I'm just me, you know. I do a lot of driving, scouting and you know, just enjoy outings now and then with the other
Mabel. That's a Mabel. I know she's listening. Mabel, good afternoon. What's up? Are you good? Let's talk about your youth. Did you ever expect that this is the direction that you'd have gone to into photography?
No, not at all. I think, well, like we were talking for a while back,
yeah.
my background is actually in architectural illustrations.
Wow.
Yeah, so I do a lot of 3D renderings. So back when I was really into my arts, a lot of 3D illustrations, you know, let clients know what the house looked before it was built and all that, mm-hmm. you know. And gradually, I gravitated towards the whole photography aspect. Those who know me personally know my backstory in terms of where I came from. I was gifted a camera by my late girlfriend, and pretty much after she passed away, I kind of used that energy mm-hmm. to, you know, push me, you know. So what I do personally, I take a lot of negative energy or anything that kind of goes along the line of depression, and I push it as fuel, you know.
Nice.
Make something out of it.
Nice,
you
nice,
know?
Nice.
So I used that, went to New York, got myself involved in studio photography, storytelling, how to do portraiture, you know. So you get a blend of how to light stuff and how to do technical things in studio mm-hmm. as well as tell stories. So that mm-hmm. was the two elements I kind of blended together when I went to study the workshops and whatnot in
right.
New York. So, yeah, that's pretty much the overseas part.
That pretty covers a lot. Of course, you are a past student of St. Mary's College.
Big up all the St. Mary's. Class of 97, yes.
Class of 97, yeah.
Good times.
I was just trying to think, 97, I was probably entering primary school. I just give you a hard time. No, I think 97, I was probably...
Where were you, man?
Yeah, I don't like to give up my age. I was doing something. What was I doing? Anyway, that's not important. No, photography as a business, I mean, you were one of the first, or should I say, can I have to say that? One of the first to do digital photography in St. Lucia?
I think it was one of the first to mainstream into it,
right?
Because obviously we had our fellow colleagues, Bill Motley, Kirk Elliott, Stephen Paul.
Paul.
He was the one I think I saw a lot of his stuff because he loves studio work. He had some very nice, flashy studios in St. Lucia. And I used to love how he used to make it so artsy and whatnot. So mm-hmm. that I love this. And he did a lot of fine art as well. And I think, truth be told, he was selling some of those things at the Marina. I was like, what? You know, that sells for that price. And, mm-hmm. and I mean, and that's shots of mangoes and just fine art stuff. So I kind of went that route and saying, you know, I want to try that. I want to do that. I think I succeeded when people started telling me, hey, your work's at, you know, it looks like Stephen Paul. You know, so I started getting that aspect
that kind of feedback,
it,
right.
Which was good, but then you wanted to identify to your own work.
Right.
So from that point, you know, you just kind of tweaked. And, you know, you have to find your style. You got to find your way into the whole zone and say, okay, this is what I do. This is what I love. And people could identify that this is a Bellport way and this is X photo and this is Y photo. So you want to, you know, find your path and find your identity.
Your niche, so to say. Of course, you do a lot of wedding photography, which seems to, I guess that's where it pays the bills.
Well, yes, I mean, it's the bread and butter of our studio, specifically destination weddings, because what happens, we've tailored our packages and our approach and everything to more brides flying into St. Lucia.
I like what you said, more brides, not couples, more brides flying into St. Lucia. Because fellas, we care about them things.
When the women come, the guys will fall in.
Not if we are. It's totally different. Anyway, we'll talk about that.
But yeah. What happens is you get the element of talking about the island, you know, this drives us, you know, what brought you to St. Lucia, why are you in St. Lucia, why here? And, you know, it really helps you, you know, tailor your shoot, and they really appreciate the fact that, you know, wow, you know, this is your island, and you're catching us in this element. So this is what drives us, and I think... I mean, a lot of people have notion that we don't do local weddings and whatnot, or people, couples based from St. Lucia. But a lot of times I try to explain it's more the experience of the couples flying in that we push. You know, we love to talk about St. Lucia and get their story, and that builds on our market and our branding. So this is one of our key genres and our focus. Apart from that, it's a heavy corporate and editorial stuff.
Right. Of course, I'm talking about corporate stuff. You did the campaign for the 88 special, I think it was, with Darren Sammy and Senior Shoot Distillers. A really nice campaign.
Thanks, man.
A really good campaign. Of course, I guess you having that love for just driving around and envisioning, I guess when you drive around, you say, whoa, I could use the lighting here at this particular time, and that really helps you bring that element to your destination wedding.
Exactly. The thing is, as you probably drive around, maybe on the way to a shoot, or probably just cruise around for a ride along or whatnot, I tend to study the environment. You want to see what the sun does at that particular time in that location, or just what the view is at that particular, because at any given time you could relate and tell a client, well, you know, I have the best place for that shoot, and then you could literally direct them to that location. So it's always wise for us to, and I say us a lot because, you know, we're branded in terms of me and my partner and whatnot. So you,
Mabel.
But we study a lot of locations in terms of where we go. So it's always on our platform, and we always reference clients to particular places. Yes, no, maybe, that could work for you, and that helps a lot for them.
Now, you like, I want to point out that you talk about your partner a lot. It's unfortunate that she's shy and she didn't want to come. So I want to say that on air to just give her a little shock there. How is it working with somebody that you have to go home to on a normal basis?
And wake up with,
and then go to work with, and go back home with? Like, what's that dynamic about?
Going nuts.
Yeah, she already messaging me already.
I think the energy we have is so connected that we don't feel that we're stifling. It's almost like we yin yang and balance and feed off. Mm-hmm. You know, I have something to do, and you know she'll get me going with it. Likewise, she'll have something to do. I'll get her going with it. So it's almost like we've kind of transition. Okay, we're out of the studio, we're back home, this is how we kick back, we Netflix, we have a chill.
That's
right. We do our little dinner together and whatnot, and then, you know, wake up in the morning, and then we start our element, start our day, whether it be studio or on the move or on location. So the day is really, really random at any given time.
I can imagine.
So, you know, it really works. It blends well. And yeah, it's something I always look forward to, you know.
I can imagine. And I mean, I've had the opportunity to work with you guys, and it's a really amazing dynamic, because a lot of times women are uncomfortable, yes, doing a shoot, and then to have a female on site, yes, who's present, and she doesn't really necessarily act as your assistant. She acts as the assistant of the woman, which makes it a really, really awesome. And especially when you're doing stuff like couple shoots, and to see that's another couple, it really helps. And I guess that adds to your dynamic as a business.
Yeah, it's a big element on our shoot, especially with our couples, because what they do, they could relate to us as a young couple.
Right.
We talk, we discuss. She says things from her perspective as a woman,
right.
And you know, nothing beats a woman's eye when it comes to. I know. So a lot of couples really like that the aspect that it's a partner thing, that here's my other half and let's do it together. And the energy we all share on the session, it's really comfortable. And again, we push comfort, knowing that, mm-hmm, okay, technically we know what we have to do already. But the key thing for us, to our clients, is get comfortable. Don't feel like you're on a shoot.
Right.
Because the idea is we want you to be in your zone, mm-hmm, at any given time while we shoot and while we talk and whatnot. So, yeah, having her on the sessions, in as much as she's my light holder and my dress fixer, my grab this for me and grab that for me, the session becomes a nice, comfortable zone for everybody.
True. Now, let's talk about what steered you into just deciding, let me do this full time? Because yes, there are people who consider themselves photographers, but they have 9-to-5s, and this is just a side gig. This is something that you do full time, and not only full time, you have a full blown studio,
full blown company registered, limited dot inc and all that jazz, bugger. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes to a point where obviously you start to balance your love for, you know, I need something that makes money for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate enough, like I said, as soon as I came from New York, it was, I guess, my mission, my goal to commit to starting a brand. And I wanted to literally give that to Saint Lucia, in a sense. I want people to recognize that. If you see Belle Porter, you could identify and say, look, that's something different.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we want. And I went the whole 9 yards, invested in, again, a studio, building up my space, creating the zone and comfort I want people to feel when they enter it. And it's a lot of work, because I think what happens is a lot of networking, connecting, and obviously in what you do it professionally, because you know, you don't do something good, your name goes around, that's,
yeah,
don't go that route, because you're not going to get your money's worth. So what we do, we push our level of professionalism as to, this is what we offer, this is how we price it because of X, Y, and Z. And at the end of the day, we try to educate our clients, colleagues, just random people as to why, you know, why something will cost X and Y. And because some people, sometimes they don't know, and
yeah,
that's why they will probably shy away from it.
Because like, that's not paying how much money.
Yeah, you know, so like, why would I pay?
I could use my phone and take
yes, you know, why would I pay all that money for a photo and whatnot? But at the end of the day, it's not paying all that money for a photo. I always tell people, it's something, we live in a digital age where everybody's taking pictures on the phone and whatnot. So one of the times when you used to grow up in our parents' home or whatnot, I mean, you could literally see the stories of pictures, liking pictures on the walls and the albums.
Right.
And even now you go home and you take those things, like you start to laugh at those things, like, you know, look at that. But I think the digital age, it passes so quickly that, you know, take a picture today, tomorrow it's at the back of your mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to encourage in terms of, you know, comment, treat yourself, your family or whatnot, you know, have them printed and start to put them up so you could connect
to the real world.
Yeah.
Not your Facebook wall.
Not a Facebook wall, to the real wall.
to the real wall.
to the fridge, to, you know, that and we have clients who year after year commit themselves to coming to us to get their life in photos, if you want to put it that way, and which is really cool. But yeah, we do run a full blown studio, and it's really cool. It's a lot of work, but it's really cool.
Was it difficult to make that decision? You know what? This is what I'm going to do full time. I mean, yes, apart from the love, but let's look at it from a business standpoint and the risk involved in. And at that time, I guess they weren't as many photographers at that time. And I guess at that time, you could have charged more or.
I think at the time getting into it, you try to feel your way around as you know where you want it to be.
Right.
But you just can't throw it out there, you know. So you have to kind of, well, I approach it in levels and say, look, let me just start off with certain packages that, you know, just to build a clientele. So, you know, blast that out, get clients in, get them familiar with my work and whatnot, and just push that as promos for maybe a 6-month time period. And that was strategic, so that way we could let people know who we are. Within that time frame, again, after those 6 months, we approach our next promotion as soon. This is the level we're pushing now, and, you know, we'll start to commit to our niche, our genres. Because when you just start, I mean, you shoot everything. I think most photographers, when they just start, they shoot everything.
You know, nudes,
everything, lives on the floor, everything. But for us, I think we zoned in early on what our genre was, which helped us tailor and kind of tunnel vision of our business to specific lines. Right. So that in itself helps a lot, because you kind of filter through a lot of the trials and whatnot, and then you know that client wants that. They pay for that, and then we tailor that connection for them. So we've kind of zoned in our genres, and I think that in itself helped us maintain the studio work, the quality of our clients,
and the consistency of business.
I mean, it's hard, because you tend to, I mean, photography is not a cheap. Even if it's a hobby, it's not a cheap hobby.
Yeah, because
cameras are expensive.
Well, cameras are affordable, but
lenses, and obviously you're in St. Lucia, so you have to do a lot of orders and whatnot. So we push ourselves to a point where the business pays for anything that's involved for the studio.
Right.
So something breaks, I mean, you're on the phone the same day, because you got to order it and come down. Next week, you know, because
you have a big shoot coming up.
Yes, exactly. And that's I think that's a level you have to people have to think of when they if they're thinking about pushing photography as a business, try to grow the business so that you don't qualm about, oh man, my camera just went bomb or my lens just fell. You put things in place, insurances and all that, because things happen.
Right.
And then it's like, crap, that's part of business.
Next one, flip that. Let's go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm. Now, has there ever been a moment when you decided to go out on your own that you wanted to give up and just, let me get a 9-to-5, I finished with that, I can't take that anymore?
Oh, never at all, man.
You're actually one of the first people, actually if not the only person who has ever said that they've never wanted to just...
like, give up what I don't do on 9-to-5?
Wow.
You
love what you do so much.
It's crazy in the fact that, like I said, that's something I'm fortunate that I'm in it, because, again, I think I've disciplined myself to know that work is work. Technically, I was so disciplined in the fact that I had no PC at my home. I separated home from studio. Other than that, I mean, I'll be literally editing and planning photos any time of the day, but separated, disciplined. But I think it makes it... The time you give to it, that you could wake up and say, I have to be in studio at X amount of time, 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock. The flexibility of doing that is so, like, it gives you that relief that I could be my own boss.
Yeah.
And it's something, it's a feeling that, I mean, a lot of people, I guess, want to feel. It is hard work,
discipline.
But you need the discipline. You have to, I mean, there's certain decisions you have to make, and but at the end of the day, you have the freedom of probably waking up and say, you know, tomorrow is Friday, you know what, let's just hang out by the beach.
Let's just stay home, yeah.
Yeah, let's just scrap the weekend. Let's just... So, in a sense, nah, I miss it, man.
Well, I just got a little correction. I was told that she's the boss.
Well, yeah, I'm staff. I'm staff.
I just got a little message there, so I just want to point that out.
I tell everybody when we're out that, you know, I'm staff. This is my boss, and she's just here to supervise me today.
But let's talk from keeping with the business kind of aspect. Mm-hmm. What has been like, or what are some of the challenges you face within that industry as a photographer?
Well, finances for one is one of the biggest issues. You have, especially if you have a vision in mind and you need the money to, you know, put it execution in place and execute, and you want to see the right way. You know, you don't, like for us, we didn't want to showcase like a cloth backdrop and like that. That wasn't what we wanted to showcase. Right. Yeah. We built our psych wall. We built our studio. We wanted you to walk into a space but you needed to invest the money. So I mean, you kind of saving, obviously, if you, again, being disciplined at anything you that leads up to your stages in life, if you could save as much as you can and have a vision, because it does pay off. I mean, if you're somebody where you know you don't depend on somebody handing you out money or investing in you, if you know you're on your own through this, condition your mind early enough to start saving. I had that kind of little condition in my mind. So saved up, and again, invest wisely. So you give 5 to know that you're getting back a little 10.
Right.
And not 5 and you just figure out you might lose, you know. So win or lose, you kind of in a little comfort zone.
Right.
But finances, I think clientele was easy enough to build upon after a while, and then it came back again to accessibility for gear and equipment, which is something breaks, it will delay you if you have to place an order, and that was tough on our end, but I think we grew to a point where that's comfortable enough, and our downside now, I would think now it's we're in a position where we need to grow and expand. So we're thinking on that level now and how we proceed
building that
family vibe.
I think that's what's needed in most businesses. After a while, you become so much at the company, and then people just specifically want you and they don't want anybody else because you become the brand itself, and it poses it's a kind of a positive and a negative, because you probably want to focus on other things, on how to build a company, but you have to just spend so much time actually going out and doing pictures.
Exactly. I want Daniel, I want you to do my thing, because the way we go out, I interact, I talk, and that's a big part of the company. I'm a very
sociable
person.
Personable. I'm trying to find all the words.
But I connect well with people, and I think that helps a lot. It's actually one of the biggest plus attributes in the company. I think it's just the energy of what I want, and how I want the environment to feel. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's in that little environment supposed to have that same vibe. But it's really kind of connecting with people and getting them to know that, look, we want to grow, we need the right people, we need the right elements.
And not everybody's going to understand your vision and share the same vision.
Exactly.
And then before you know it, they try and tip your clients under you. Oh boy, I know all about these things.
Yeah, it's a hard world out there, in a sense that you have to kind of open up and kind of see, okay, who can we welcome in? And then trust, obviously, is part of the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, you want people to see the vision. It's not me. It's not just Daniel. I mean, you might get an opportunity to see, we're growing a company to a point where, I mean, you could manage a branch X there, and you know, that's the vision, you know, and it's not just isolate and say, you know, I'm working for you as a boss, you know. Yet technically it might feel that way, but at the end of the day we don't want it to be that way.
Is that, I think that is just a situation where we still have this massa mentality, and and at the end of the day people don't realize there's enough work for everybody to
there's a lot of work out there. As a photographer, I mean, we do get a lot of bookings, double bookings, and for us we don't literally book gigs and how I said, well, I will not take on a job under my umbrella and send boy to do it from here. Right, if we cannot do it, then you know, we'll probably kind of reference somebody you could talk to and let the client deal with that client, because you have instances where even if you do direct referrals, I mean, anybody could have a bad day. Mm-hmm. I mean, in as much as we comfortable with what they do, sometimes I will have a bad day. But the thing about being, I guess, professional, which I like to tell people, you know how to cap that hiccup easy enough that the client doesn't feel
bigger energy. Right?
Yeah, you know, like, crap, I'm paying that and you lost all my pictures. And we know how to cap hiccups. So sometimes you want to refer somebody, and then sometimes something comes up and then the client is disappointed in them.
They'll put it at
us and the chain reaction happens. So what I encourage the clients to is to sit with the person of the photographer or whatnot and liaise with them and get a feel for if you're comfortable with them. You know, so that way you connect with them, their company, their business, and if you're happy with it, then it's all good. You just made guess which I shed a love, you know. You wanna
that's really good. I mean, a lot of people try to keep the work for themselves, so like we say,
there's a lot of work around.
Now, we have about 3 more minutes left. Wow. I realize that, yeah, I was like, wait, where the time go already? Let's give some encouragement to a lot of young people listening. You know, give them a little encouragement. And something I forgot to tell you that we usually do, I usually ask for a giveaway. So I don't know if you want to give away 2 headshots or something.
Yeah, we could probably do
we'll do that. So for my WhatsApp listeners, we have a giveaway, a little photo shoot with you. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, continue.
So I mean, what I touched on earlier on was as a young person, if you already engage in any sense of work, try to build a savings on that. Try to create a vision, stay the course, and don't let anything outside that circle distract you. I mean, we're in a digital age, so distraction is really, really, really heavy.
It's really
so
heavy.
Try to stay within that circle where things would complement that vision, that goal, and just try to disregard things that will kind of
stay you off.
Mm-hmm. That's key. Once you kind of, again, zone in on what you want to do, try to liaise with people, not necessarily in the same field, but business people who are successful, they have a lot of little, like, that energy they could kind of liaise on you and tips, no, this is how I did something. You might not necessarily do it their way, but you pick up on more of a business mentality, and then you start to kind of nurture yourself in your own interactions with people. So I would tell them, you know, encourage them to kind of try to work with crowds or liaise with business-oriented people.
Birds of a feather, basically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, it does go a long way. You know, necessarily for a crowd that's positive, that gives you back what you want in life, you know.
And I stress on the fact that having a partner who's like-minded with you is very significant.
Like-minded, because what happens is you don't want to be on a constant call and then, you know, doesn't connect and you know how it is, man.
I think that a lot of people forget that aspect of business. You know, we talk about everything, but having the right partner is very critical, you know.
It's key, because it's something that it's a 24-hour mission, you know, because whether you're on duty, off duty, that partner is involved, you know. So you gotta bring them into the loop, you know. They have to understand that this is work. You know, at the end of the day, I'm doing this for us to kick back early enough so that we...
When you're 50, you retire.
Yeah,
world cruise, travel the world, man. World cruise. Hey, at 3:30. Okay, so let's ask a really quick question because we're running out of time. Really quick question. Okay, I've got one. Where's Bell Potter Studio located?
And the number of the studio.
Me see that. Well, you can Google that really quick. So, WhatsApp 7240008. Where is the studio located and the number of the studio? While we just hoping to get some answers, just give people your Instagram, your website, and I guess you can't get them the studio number now because that's part of the competition. No, but yeah,
number. But we could reach us at Instagram Bell Portway. Also St. Lucia Weddings. So we have those two titles. Facebook Bell Pottery, St. Lucia Weddings as well. It's My Wedding Bell. It's our
wedding bell.
It's My Wedding Bell. It's our wedding department. And obviously, it's myweddingbell.com, bellpottery.com. We are two websites. You could always contact us there. And location of studio and studio number, I leave that to the platform if they could get it. if not, I'll give Ronnie the photo shoot.
Yeah, hey, talk about that. I need an extra one there. So we'll talk about that. Anyway, if anybody gets the answer within the time we sign up, I'll just be sure to send you the information. But Danielle, thank you so much for stopping by.
Pleasure,
the
man.
Studio, and we look forward to hearing more from you in, I guess, another capacity sometime soon.
No problem.
All right. It's All About Use Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia.
Use Unplugged.